The Lionel Hampton Jazz Festival is back for another year at the University of Idaho in Moscow. Now, 10 years after the death of its namesake, the festival, like many such celebrations, is challenged by changing jazz industry. Correspondent Glenn Mosley reports.
For many years, Lionel Hampton would simply pick up the telephone and get many of his friends and colleagues in jazz to make the wintry trip to North Central Idaho to play jazz and talk to students for days at a time. These days, the graying of the jazz community, the artists and aficionados alike, has changed things, and so too has the fact that February isn't quite the slow month for work that it once was for jazz performers. Steve Remington, the executive director of the Hampton Festival, says he and artistic director John Clayton and everyone involved with the festival work hard to make and maintain contacts in the industry. He says the festival also continues its long tradition of reaching out to young people.
The focus has always been on the educational aspect of this jazz festival, not just the entertainment.
So far, Remington says interest in the festival remains strong and ticket sales have been good. And this year, there was an additional boost from a $20,000 grant given by the Paul Allen Foundation. I'm Glenn Mosley reporting.